are tuned to WERU-FM 89.9 Blue Hill and streaming online at WERU.org. Main Arts Alive with your host Michael Donahue is up next.
And welcome one and all to Main Arts Alive, and I am your host, Michael Donahue. Welcome, everyone. As those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis, there seems to be a plethora of activities going on. I wish we were on every day of the month so that we could cover them all, but we do the best we can. Today we have with us some representatives from one of those organizations that does just about everything. And thank goodness they're around, because there's not enough of them. This is the Belfast Creative Coalition. I would say, one of those organizations that grew up by its own bootstrap. But it has turned out to be quite an interesting organization. And who I have with us today, Lorraine Brown, who's the director. Good morning, Lorraine. Welcome.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Good. And Norman Keeling, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Keeling. Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
To the show. Okay, let's dig in here. Well, what, 25 words or less, what is the Belfast Creative Coalition?
Well, you know, it started as a grassroots organization of artists and interested people. People who are interested in the arts in 2012.
So, 2012.
Yeah. Okay. And various grants were written, and there was a lot of interest and support because, as you know, Waldo County is alive with art. And so we're a little bit misnamed, because really I just introduce myself when I'm introducing the organization. I usually say the Creative Coalition, because we are there to represent and support the arts all throughout Waldo County. And yes, Belfast is the seat of that, and so much happens in Belfast, but both Waldo County and Belfast.
What brought about the need, or how did the need come to your attention?
Well, I think I was not part of the Creative Coalition in 2012, although I've been living in Maine for 45 years and back and forth in Belfast. Yeah. But I think then specifically there was this understanding that the arts were bringing so much to the area, and at the same time, the arts often mean that places get gentrified, and artists often price themselves out of their own markets that they've helped to create.
Amen.
So I think that there was that knowledge for sure. And also, artists are often, because they're working from their heart and their skill in theater, in dance, in visual arts, in all the arts, they're often not great marketers. They're often not great business.
You
not
noticed.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's one of the, I think, the biggest problems is they're alone and they're in their world and they don't quite see the need.
Right, and that is often the profile. Yeah. So I think for those reasons, then the people came together and said, hey, we need something to support us, to be a voice for us, to speak about what we're doing, and to bring more, to bring more to the area.
So you bring together organizations. Do they remain separate organizations just under your umbrella, or do they become part of the ownership?
They remain. Like Waterfall Arts is a wonderful organization, and certainly represented on our board. You know, the library is represented on our board. So different organizations, but they stay. Yeah. And the Hutchinson Center, which does incredible art shows and does wonderful theater and all kinds of things, they're represented on our board. Along with the City of Belfast. So all of that is represented, but they stay very much their own supportive organizations. Right. Were you trying to
reentry also? They're also
well, yes, they're not on our board, but they are on this project that we're going to talk about. Absolutely, yeah.
So we're back at 2012.
Yes,
and you said that you saw a need. What happened next?
Well, I think that, you know, I will tell you this in a very overview sort of way because I wasn't part of the detail. I think there were some skilled people who were able to obtain some grants and then took on projects. And so one of the grants was to begin to really survey the arts and really see what the arts were bringing in terms of financial contribution and other ways that the arts right. make contributions. Right. So there was Belfast Creative College took on that survey process, which we are in the final stages of now and are completing. It's been a long yeah. process. And then another thing that happened is we took on the Belfast Art Walks, which have gone through all sorts of different iterations.
Permutations.
Yes, absolutely. And are now brilliantly, wonderfully bringing in people from all over the place. We're having an incredible event coming up on Friday, which is part of the Art Walks, the second annual Belfast Buskers Festival. Oh. And we have young and old and every sort of musician will be represented all over the streets of Belfast on Friday from 5 to 8 or 5:30 to 8:30. And the town is alive all Friday night. And the restaurants, which are so great, we have terrific restaurants. They're open. And, you know, so Belfast will be alive with music, sound, and then the visual arts, which are always very beautiful there.
Norman, are you a part of this going on Friday?
Yes, I'll be out there presenting different, brochures and stuff about what's going on, and I'll be out there setting up and moving around wherever I'm needed.
How did you get involved with this coalition?
Well, I was at reentry in Belfast, and Lorraine and Joe Jackson had started a group called RAW, Restorative Art Works.
And, it's a theater group.
And we tell true stories of our past, and we share it with the community, and we take community questions and concerns, and we give it back. We interact with one another, and it's really interesting. But how we interact. What happened was at reentry, it was posted that this group was available, and I knew Joe Jackson. I had done quite a bit of time with him, and at the Maine State Prison, and I was at the reentry, and I said, okay, I'll be involved with this, and I got a bunch of guys to come with me because I said, these are some really good people. I've known them for a long time. You can trust them. We went down there, and it was just, I was in awe of what was happening there. I've never been involved with the arts before, and this was my first interaction with it, and it was overwhelming almost to the point where I saw what my stories did to people, and it changed it. It opened them up to realize that, you know, people can change, they can make mistakes, and that the arts was a way to give back. It was, the heart was touched, the mind was touched, and it opened up questions of what can we do to really change things. Right now, the arts is my life right now. I go around and I try to give back. I get involved with the art walks. This huge presentation in November, which we hope everybody will come to, is amazing. We have VJ Gupta coming. We have Joe Jackson and many other speakers that Lorraine will cover.
We'll tell you about that event. That's one of the events we were going to tell you about.
Well, Norman, your story sounds fascinating. You went from a point of not knowing much about the arts to being consumed by it. Yeah. What was it, simply watching, or what brought in this catharsis?
Well, listening to other people's stories and how it related to my story and the mistakes I've made along my life, is I can share that through the arts to give back to people, and hopefully they hear something or feel something that will make a difference in their life. Because the problem I see is that kids don't understand things, and when they hear the right things from the right people, they seem to get a light bulb that goes off in their head, and they want to strive to be the best they can be. And if you can direct them towards art, and it's a magical opening for them. And once they see what's involved with it, how will they interact with the public? That the public wants to hear their stories because they want to help. This community, Waldo County community, is amazing. I've never seen a community like it. And I'm honored to be here right now, and I just want to help and give back through the arts because it's a powerful tool. It hits the heart.
You sound like a spokesman for the Maine Arts Commission, which I hope they know about your story.
Well, I have an interesting story, and it's part of our theater group. Wow, we have an amazing crew of people. We tell true stories, and we share. We have a new way we've developed how to tell these stories because a lot of us are traumatized, and our memory is really bad. So we have a way to tell true stories because we know our own story.
Right.
And it's easier to tell our story that way. And Lorraine's come up with this way to do it through.
Well, different people. You always worry you're not getting names right of people who've taught you that you've been Jerry. Yeah. Stripnocki just came and gave a wonderful storytelling workshop in Belfast at the Belfast Maskers Theatre, actually, which is another glorious venture in Belfast, the Maskers Theatre. And so we took this storytelling workshop, and it's been helpful in terms of these telling stories of from people who have had challenging backgrounds, perhaps, and trauma and that kind of thing. So that's what RAW is. Restorative Art Works is a theater group made up of community members and guys coming out of incarceration and people who've struggled with addiction, but using the arts and their true stories to make community.
But that's not the whole of what you're about.
That's one big event because that we're doing.
I went on to your website, which is quite exhaustive.
And that's a good thing.
Well, I hope it's exhaustive in an interesting way,
yes.
Michael.
And pardon my scrawl here, but my printer broke down, so I'm... But I looked in your website, and I saw education, fine arts, fine crafts, happenings,
yes.
Food.
We have a calendar, yes.
Performers, retail space, public space, art walk, and creative services.
Yes.
What is creative services?
Well, we've done in the past business trainings for artists. Remember, we were just talking a little while ago how artists sometimes don't market themselves well. So we've done trainings on how to use social media. And how if you want to leap your business as an artist from one plateau to another, from one stage to another, we have brought people to talk about those kind of things, how to do business plans. So that's definitely an aspect of what we can offer.
Well, it would seem like an extremely important aspect.
Yeah, to some people it's very important.
And Yeah, certainly in my experience in interviewing folks like yourself, I tend to get to those who do marketing, whereas there's a lot of, I wouldn't be on the radio. I have an artist friend who's extraordinarily good, but to talk on the radio, or it would just be beyond his ability.
Yes. And that's so often. But perhaps, in that case, he might have a little circle that supports him, thinks his art is wonderful, and then can speak for him in ways that so we try to figure out all kinds of ways to support artists and the art they produce.
So you could say that your desire to help artists is the foundation of your organization.
Maybe that's one way to say it. And also, I think a great belief in the transformational power of art. Mm-hmm. And I think an art in all its forms, visual art, dance, music, theater, it's the transformative power of those art forms.
Yeah. Ooh,
Do you find yourself in a position where you can collect that information? And it just seems to me that what you're doing, it provides such a service that it ought to go beyond Waldo County.
Well, that's great. And I know many communities have, responses. We do, through the survey that I mentioned, we are really documenting all the arts that are in Waldo County, or as much as we can. And that is through the Americans for the Arts.
Yes.
And we hope that when the survey is completed, which will be in the next few months, we'll then have a huge public event sometime early next year. And we'll see where that takes us.
Now, we mentioned the Maine Arts Commission. I take it you're working with them.
Well, the Maine Arts Commission has supported us in different forms throughout. It was, in fact, the Maine Arts Commission that gave us the organization a grant a number of years ago that really did help it to, I wouldn't say exactly get started, but right after the getting started, that grant was crucial.
The grant writing.
Yes.
Is that something you teach, for instance, or are you help?
We've had workshops on grant writing, and in the positions that I've had, and then others that are around me that are really supportive, I've always had to write grants. So,
yeah.
So it's one of the things that we definitely consult with people on. Yeah, no question.
Let's talk a little bit about you segregate, I guess is the best word. Fine crafts and fine arts.
On the website.
Your website. Why that's, what is your definition of the two? How are they separate?
Well, I think only because, you know, there's so much abundance of these things. And so you want to do what you can to highlight. So you make different categories in order to highlight different artists and different make sure that people get their time in the sun, as it were. And that's really what that is, I think.
They deserve that.
What is it that keeps you with the organization?
Very specifically, a couple of things. One is I've learned over the years to celebrate the communities that Maine hatches, you know, that Maine nourishes. Yeah. And one of those communities, I mean, definitely is Belfast. You know, it's full. It's so vibrant and full, so different than when I first came. And so true with Searsport and Brooks and Unity. I mean, amazing things are happening in Unity, for instance, you know. So it's a celebration of community, and not to get too deeply sort of tragically serious, but I feel that in our country right now, we are at the heart, at the depth, that we're isolated, that we've isolated, that community has become fractured. And I think that the arts go right to the heart of that and pull people together. I think connection and art are two things that are together, you know. So that keeps me there, because I think that it's like what we need is to celebrate connection, to become connected again.
And that is, again, the focus of your organization.
I think the celebration of the arts is the focus. And then it takes various forms. And one of the forms is the project that Norman was referring to, that is it's a summoning the power of the art to transform the opioid epidemic that is taking so many lives, certainly across Waldo County. And all across our country. And so we say that's summon the power of art, recover ourselves, call for justice, and change our future. And so that's that big project in November.
What about this November project? What's can you give us a little more information about it?
It's an art and action project. It's art into action. That's what we say about it. And as I said, it's summoning the power of art to transform our opioid and addiction epidemic. We've invited Janet Mills to open it, and we'll see. We'll see. We hope very much. We've had a positive response in that regard. We're bringing a guy to Belfast from Los Angeles called Vijay Gupta. He was on 60 Minutes. He's the youngest musician ever hired by a Philharmonic orchestra in the country. He was hired by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and then he noticed that just outside his doors was Skid Row. So he began to play for Skid Row residents and for formerly incarcerated people. He then got a MacArthur Genius Grant Award does TED Talks, is on 60 Minutes, you know, and formed this amazing thing, a street orchestra that was top musicians in the country and street musicians. So he's coming to Belfast November 1st to do a presentation, to play for us, to play music. And we're pulling together all group, many, many groups to look with art, through the lens of art, at the opioid epidemic and seeing what art has to offer. What's art got to do with it is really the name. What's art got to do with it? So we're looking at that on November 1st and 2nd. In Belfast.
Norman, would you add anything to that?
Well, I believe he's from Indian descent in that he was expected, or he was a doctor.
He was a doctor.
He gave it all up. He gave everything up to be able to give back to the community that he had to walk through every day. And I just find that touching and amazing that somebody would just, I mean, imagine what his family must have thought.
You know? Well, they might have been just proud of him, Norman. We don't know
maybe,
those.
But,
that.
Hey, thank goodness he's doing it.
Exactly. And I feel Waldo County, I think Maine's blessed to have him come in here. I mean, that's amazing. People who don't know him need to look him up on TED Talks, Vijay Gupta. And the Maine's and the board's put together a really great what are you calling it now? Is it a campaign presentation?
Well, it's a project. Really, it's a project. But that event, November 1st and 2nd, will sort of coalesce. You know, it's classes all day long with the presenters, facilitators. One of those, of course, is Vijay Gupta. But on Friday night, it's open to the public, and it'll just be an event full of art in all its forms.
Could you say his name a little slower? I'm not quite catching it.
It's Vijay, V-I-J-A-Y, Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, Vijay Gupta.
And where, he has a website or?
Well, you look him up. He has TED Talks come up and website. He has a website and that all comes up.
All right, good. Is this project, which sounds like quite a project, is this typical of the kinds of things you do, or are you more constant grassroots work?
Well, I think you pointed out when you go to our website, you'll see there's a number of things. And one of the things I could say, maybe I could say we have four or five hearts. They all beat. And, you know, one is it's very important to us, and we're putting a lot of resources and energy into this Belfast Busking Festival on Friday, for instance, and to our Friday art walks, which are so deeply important to us. And then this is an art and activism project that we were just talking about. That's really, really important. We also bring the Bar Harbor Music Festival to Belfast, and it's coming. Some top-rate musicians are coming, a pianist and a... Is it just a pianist? Yeah, I believe on Sunday the 28th, it's a pianist who's coming. And I'm going to say his name, and I might make it...
I fully understand.
So it's Antonio Galera Lopez is coming to the Belfast Library at 4 o'clock on Sunday the 28th.
Everybody
and
come.
We're bringing, in coalition, in community with the Bar Harbor Music Festival, we're bringing him to Belfast. And he's a world top classical musician, and we're thrilled to have him. So, and I wish that the audiences for this work was greater, but I also know that the people who do come are so enthusiastic and appreciative. It's wonderful. So I invite anyone to come on Sunday for that 4 o'clock.
Well, before we close our hour, we will get the website information and so on and so forth. I'm intrigued by these walks. They seem to be gaining popularity.
Uh-huh.
They're a little like pop-ups to my mind.
Right.
Why do these walks seem to work? What is it about them that seems to catch on?
Well, you know, that's such an interesting question. I spend a fair amount of my winter meeting with people, other representatives, the Chamber of Commerce, and...
I'm just saying, watch the table. It makes a bang.
Oh, okay.
I want to make sure everybody can hear everything that you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So we were looking together at an Our Town Belfast, the Chamber of Commerce, and PICA, a wonderful design and graphic, award-winning graphic and design firm in Belfast. We came together to look at the art walks and to say, okay, what is different about Belfast and Waldo County? And so we came up with that, you know, you might go anywhere to see art, but you can come to Belfast to see art made. And that's one of the reasons that we've added music and we've added all kinds of things because we wanted to showcase all that. And I think other towns are doing that. They're looking at what's unique about their art, and then they're pulling those together. So there's always something interesting at the art walk, something different, you know. And, of course, all the galleries stay open. They have amazingly accomplished artists displayed all over the walls. So it's a no-brainer to be spending your fourth Friday in Belfast.
Yeah. I am intrigued by these walks because within the process of, what, 2-3 years, they've become immensely popular. And each seems to have its own agenda, but there's a commonality among them all.
Yes.
And that you spoke to that commonality. Is this kind of, pardon the use of the term, is there an association of art walks?
I don't think there is, but what a good idea. We might form one right now.
Well, the obviously the objective of the organization is to bring people and art together.
Yes. Oh, that's such a great way to say it. Ways. Yeah, to bring people and art together, yeah.
Where are you going as an organization?
Well, I think that I have to tell you truthfully, we have a very, very small staff. We have a wonderful group of volunteers, and we are going full 100 miles an hour. You know, we're passing the speed limit right now because it's summer, and then we've got our huge November 1st, 2nd event. Our desire then, our commitment is to breathe. In the middle of November, when it's all sort of we breathe and we say, okay, where are we? Are going to ask that question?
Yeah.
I must say at this moment that we're so fortunate, you know, to have the support of the city of Belfast, and they really support us. And I think that without that support, we wouldn't have stayed in existence. So we're always mindful: where is Belfast going? What is the vision of Belfast? And how can we support that as they support us? So when we have that retreat in November, we will really look at what is the right direction for us in terms of supporting the arts. You know, I mean, I have a particular passion, which is arts and activism, because for me, the arts speaks so deeply to the heart. I think that we can transform issues, many of our issues, through the use of art. That's my particular passion.
Right.
But there's all sorts of passions that make up the Creative Coalition.
Sure. And Norman, as Lorraine is talking, your story certainly stands out, comes to mind. The lessons that you have learned as a result of your work here, how would you describe them?
Transforming. I don't know how I got to where I am today, but I praise God that I am where I am today. I never thought my time was going to end. And through the arts, I've found a way to open my heart, put my past behind me, and look forward and to give back. And I think there's a lot of people in this community that have made mistakes and just say, you know what, I want to change, I want to help my little brother, I want to help my little friends. And through the arts, it's possible, because once you realize you can do something, anything's possible. And if it means sculpting, if it means singing, if it means dancing, if it means just being a part of the audience and hearing it, you can grow. And this November thing that we have coming up, project, it's about the opiate addiction also. It's about, you know, we're losing people all the time. I mean, in this past week and a half, I've been on Facebook and I've lost 7 people to opiate addiction in the past week and a half, 2 weeks. And it breaks my heart to open it up and see that. So what I would say is we have a community here, and we're looking for a following. We want to build from this. And if people come together, we can grow together and we can teach together. And there's nothing more powerful than the arts when you're telling a story and some youngster gets it and you see they get it and their light bulb goes off and it just transforms you. It makes you grow inside and you know that this one person may get a clue from one thing you say, and sometimes it's a traumatic story they may hear and they say, my God, I did the same thing. Yeah. Same thing happened to me.
Yes, yeah.
And this presentation is something that's going to open up, and we hope to grow from there. But we need the community to help build this. We need the community. I've never met a community like Waldo County, yeah. And I'm from the city. I'm from Boston, and I came here and I got in trouble and I changed my life. So now I want to take this and move forward. These art walks is a way for these. I see these young kids come around. They have singing, they have art, they have all these different stores open. These people that are involved. People go up there and they're thrilled by it, and they come out with a whole new outlook on it.
That's very interesting. And we're talking with some folks here from the Belfast Creative Coalition. You just heard from Norman Keeling. Yep. I don't know why I always wanted to. And Lorraine Brown, who's the director, talking about the vast variety of stuff that is centered perhaps in Belfast but is throughout Waldo County. And really, there's no such thing as a separate area in Maine. They may have lines around showing different sections, but there is a creative coalition going on throughout the state. And certainly among the leaders is Belfast Creative Coalition. And I also want to mention at this point that we are WERU. We are a radio station for and by the people. ERU has been a steadfast member of the greater Maine community for years now. It keeps growing, mainly because of folks like these that I have on the air today, but also the fact that the membership for the station is growing. It's increasingly part of this community, and these folks are certainly representative of that. You also talk about food. Mm-hmm. How does that come? You talk about making food?
Yes, I mean, my own opinion, and maybe it's many other people's, I don't know, but the food is an art, the creation of food is an art form in itself. And we're a rural county, so we grow food. There are many farmers who are also artists. I mean, there are people who go back to the land and make their art food. So we had a project where we were, part of the art walks is we were offering from local farmers food. We didn't do that this year, but we are going to try to do it again next year, I believe. Well, at our retreat, we'll decide that. But I think we will try to do that. And I will say, I just want to give a shout out to some, we have some fabulous restaurants there in Belfast. We have Delvino's, huge, always a community leader, always generous in the support of the arts, and
delicious.
And then we have many other restaurants, that are right there available for people. Darby's, Nautilus, the new cider place. I mean,
neighborhood.
There's lots and lots of the neighborhood restaurant, right? There's the co-op, which is, I always tell everybody when I'm going around Maine, we have the largest, best co-op in the state. Is it true? I don't know, but it is to me. So I think that we have a variety of businesses and certainly food, certainly restaurants and places where you can purchase great, great food
and
in Belfast.
People.
So if that's your thing, come.
Lorraine, what's your background? What brought you to this point in your life?
Now I lose my memory.
It'll come back as you talk.
Well, actually, I was the first development director at the WERU radio.
Well, my goodness, I did not realize that.
And was part of a group when I first came here. I was I was putting sales forces together, and I was training sales forces in yeah. Boston and New York City. And I was also involved in theater in both those cities. I supported my theater career by putting sales forces together.
In other words, a normal actor.
Yeah, right. So, but then I came here and WERU was starting, and there was a job, a couple of jobs going. One of them was as development director, and so I gave it my best shot and got hired. And I hope my memory is correct when I say I think there were 50 people in a circle who interviewed me, in a circle. Wow. And some of them are probably still involved. But I will tell you that some of my dearest, dearest friends still are people who I made friends with at this radio station. And Sherry Streeter and John Wilson and Kathy Melio and all of these people. I work, Becky McCall. They are all people I worked with at the beginning at this radio station. So that's in a way a background. Oh, and I had a show called The Spoken Word.
Oh, there
that celebrated yeah. that celebrated the arts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and when was that? How far back was that?
It was hundreds of years ago, Michael.
Yes,
it was many, many, many decades ago.
And Norman, you've talked about a rough life.
Somewhat, you'd think, yeah.
What is your background that you're willing to talk about?
Well, it's pretty interesting. I'll try to be brief. I was with the state of Massachusetts as a child at 1.5, and I was with DCG, Division of Child Guardianship, from 1.5 to 12. At 13 to 21, I aged out DYS, Division of Youth Services. I was married for approximately 9 years, and then I was in prison from 1989 to 2018. And I've been out about 16 months. I went into prison with a seventh grade education. I got out, I got my bachelor's in liberal arts through the Hutchinson Center, University of Maine, and now I'm on my getting ready to start my third semester at Precision Machinery at Kennebec Valley Community College. And I am really happy where I am today. Right now I'm taking the summer off to spend with my children a little bit. My friend has a camp in Camden who's allowing me to take my children from Massachusetts and spend time that I haven't been able to spend in 30 years with them. And I'm rejoiced to say that it's going to happen really soon. We're going to be a family, and my children have been denied this forever. So briefly, that's my story just to brief it.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you. It's been a heck of a travel.
Yeah, and it is. And I see it all the time. You were saying so, and I have to say it again. The arts are transformative.
I mean, I met Norman through I was with a guy called Joe Jackson, who Norman mentioned, who got out years ago.
He amazing served person.
About 17 years. Now he's become a leader in the prison advocacy movement. But he and I wanted to get theater into Maine State Prison, and we couldn't do that. We tried. But then I said, well, let's take it to the reentry center. Let's take theater to the reentry center. So we went down into the basement at the reentry center. And let me give a shout-out to the reentry center.
Amen.
Because they're incredible, and they work so hard to make sure that the people who return to us, yeah. returning citizens, are returning safe and with good hearts, and that's right. what the reentry center really does. So I went down there and asked if anybody was interested in theater, and I was faced by all these guys who, I mean, they probably thought I was an idiot. And but Norman got up and said, I'm interested in theater. I'll try. And so because he did it, he led other people.
Yeah.
And so we had a theater. We have a theater group called Restorative Artworks, the RAW. And we tell true stories. And anyone is invited. And we have many community members who are part of it who just love theater, love
welcome.
Storytelling, or are really interested in the arts and activism. So that was really the beginning, and we've performed in Portland, and we've performed in many places
Rockland,
in Maine.
Camden. Is it improv based?
we rehearse, but because of people's itineraries who are still incarcerated, very difficult to get rehearsal time.
Yeah.
But we do rehearse our stories, yeah.
So most of it is off the cuff?
Yeah, well, it's, I like to say it's real, deep, and from the heart.
Right. Kind of a change of subject here, because you mentioned the Belfast Maskers.
Yes.
Amazing.
And I remember when Basil Burwell and others were...
Yeah, how wonderful that you remember that.
Well, Basil and I worked together down in Philadelphia for years.
Fantastic. Wow. That's fantastic.
And I knew of his love of Irish plays and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But what pathway has the Baskers traveled since it
Its
space?
I mean, they have purchased a space and are in the middle of purchasing it. It's wonderful, and you should come visit. I wish you would, or ask them to come on, because I don't know. Do you know the Crosby Center?
Yes.
You know that little church, that white church behind the Crosby Center?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, it's beautiful. It's an old historic building. Perfect for a theater, perfect for experimentation and for art. And they are in the process of purchasing that building. Yeah. They live there. That's their home now. And they're doing some terrific theater. They just had The Secret Garden. Eric Perkins directed that terrific play. It's just finished, but they got lots of great stuff coming up. Yeah. The Maskers is a place to be proud of. It's been going on for so long, Sasha.
It has. So 2012 is a date that's kind of in the middle of a lot of stuff changing in that area. I can remember years and years ago, Belfast suddenly became an art center. Yeah. Every gallery in the state had a location in Belfast.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then it all kind of disappeared.
Yep,
everyone shut their doors simultaneously.
So odd, yeah.
And what has transformed that? What has changed that?
You know, if I were to say it, but, you know, there's 20 people who would say it 20 different ways. But if I were to say it, it would be that I think that Belfast had to sort of reach into itself to find its funky heart. You know, it is an odd place, and it is not a slick place. It is a place where art in all its strangeness and all its wildness and its beauty is made. And so that's true of the theater. I mean, we have some, you know, people make fun of us sometimes, but I got to say, we got some fantastic theater. We have four theater groups. You know what I mean? We're a small place with four terrific. We've got Midcoast, which is an amazing theater group, does very professional and terrific productions. I mean, we have some very interesting things going on in Belfast, I have to say. And I think it's what you just referred to. There was a time that it sort of closed its doors, and then it reopened at a deeper, more heartfelt level, and became more of itself as a result of that.
You say four theaters, and you've got a lot of stuff. Is there too much of a plenty here?
Well, you could say that. I don't think so, because you've always... I mean, you know, people come from New York, and they go, oh, we're in this little place. We've come to rest. And they honestly say, and I am not making this up, they say, there's more to do here. I'm going to miss that if I do that. I'm going to miss this other thing. Yes. There's three things happening there. And it's like... Yeah, that's Belfast. Welcome to Belfast. Welcome to Waldo County.
Isn't that sort of what BCC does? They try to regulate so it's not bumping heads.
Regulate, kind of. I mean, we've tried. We have calendars. So does our town, Belfast. So does
they try to work together.
So
right?
Does the chamber, all of which are vibrant organizations. So we do try, but you know, it spills out everywhere. There's always lots of things happening. So that's great.
Most of the folks I talk to that are connected to this kinds of projects, they're consumed by the day-to-day, just getting that schedule. Do you find that you have adequate time to look to the future where you want to go with this organization?
Absolutely not. I feel that we are, you know, we are breathing too fast a lot of the time, and we are... you know, that's what the November retreat that we're looking for, I hope, will allow us to stop, because we are responding constantly to And we're wanting to say yes. And once again, we're a small staff, very, very small. There are three of us, and we're very part-time, you know. And so one is 5 hours, one is 12 hours, one is 20 hours. Together, we make up one full-time staff. Right. And we all do work full-time, truthfully.
It's the story of so many nonprofits.
Absolutely.
You're trying to get a following also, right?
Yes.
Each one of these organizations is developing followings, making lists so we can get a following, because if we get the community to come to these events, we can bring some really tremendous events to this area. And, I mean, Belfast reminds me of California, Delaney Street?
Oh, Delancey Street.
Delancey Street.
That's a whole,
It's a whole new thing. But, I mean, to me, BCC represents kind of that to me.
Lorraine, what you're just saying about time to do, to think. And I recently worked with an organization that the board was so consumed by doing, they had no time or not even a concept of sitting back and talking about where they're going and how they're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
This seems to be a part of the Maine Arts Commission role. Mm-hmm. How is it possible for you to play that card, that commission card, and find yourself some time to think?
Well, I mean, this is always a great question. I mean, you're going, once again, it's a great subject. How do you do and also think deeply about what you're doing so that you're bringing some wisdom into the choices you're making? And I think we think about that. And for artists, that's essential. It's essential to have breathing time and breathing space, because then you're creating from a deeper place, not from the surface.
Yeah.
So it's something we move with and play with all the time.
The necessity of it, though, strikes me as being something that your answer just now is a lot like most of the answers I get. We try. We do what we can.
We try, right.
Rather than saying, in order for us to exist, we have to do this. Mm-hmm. We have to look to the future. Mm-hmm. And creating boards, now I'm going to get on my soapbox, but creating boards that are strategically oriented towards growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And otherwise, eventually, organizations such as your own, as fine as they are, run out of energy. The founders
with you. Yeah, I agree. Because you only can maintain a certain push for a long. I will say this, and I know this is not the topic of our conversation today, but I have had conversations with people who have said that they feel, who've studied these issues, and feel that perhaps the nonprofit model with a board and the way it's set up is something we should reconsider, that we should be looking differently, because a lot of times two boards get very out of touch with the staff. As it happens with the Creative Coalition, I will say that one of our board members is a commissioner, a county commissioner, and she works tirelessly. Mm. And she will say to me, I never really cared about the arts, but I'm on this board and I am working tirelessly now. Yeah. So you get wonderful support from boards, too, as well as misunderstanding.
Oh, of course. Without them, there is no theater, as they say.
Right, yes.
Yeah, it's true. I said we're closing in here on our hour, and I want to make sure that everybody knows your telephone number and how to get in touch with you. So as we talk here, give someone a chance to go get a pencil, because no matter where they're seated, they're not near something to write on. Okay, we gave them some time. Now, how about a telephone number?
So our telephone number is 218-1144. And you can visit our website at BelfastCreativeCoalition.org. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're interested in any of our projects, well, we'd love to see you, of course. So come. But if you have an idea for a project, or if you want to get involved, for instance, in the November 1st event, summoning the power of art to transform the opioid epidemic, you have ideas about that. We have some fabulous artists involved in that. Lynn Carlin is a wonderful photographer. Just,
Village
you know. But, you know, if you have any ideas about art, or you'd like to be in Belfast, or you'd like to come to Belfast, or any part of Waldo County, then give us a call and we will do what we can to listen to your ideas and to support you.
Interestingly enough, I got an email the station did from an Al Christian. Is that his name? He has a show coming up at Winterfall Arts in Belfast called The Gallery Closed.
Wow.
That's the title.
Wow.
And what's happening is people are saying, well, you're closed.
Oh.
So he asked us to get the word out that he's not closed.
Come on.
What's
down.
His name?
Al Crichton, C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N.
What is his art form?
Not sure. It doesn't say here.
He's very familiar to me. I mean, yeah. If you're my best friend and I forgot, I apologize. please, if we can help you, give us a call at 218-1144.
He's open.
Yeah, yeah,
you're open. We know that.
I wonder who chose the title Gallery Closed. I hope it's not a prophetic title. Also, just as a side note before I end up saying goodbye to these lovely folks, I just wanted to mention that there is a memory dedication for Dottie Hayes, who was an artist in the Blue Hill area. And it's coming up, the opening reception is August 9th, 2019, from 5 to 7. And that will be held at the Blue Hill Library. And there's a phone number there, 374-5515. And the number of artists, it's practically every artist and every art form in the entire area. I have never seen such an incredible list of people. I just wanted you to remind you about that. And in kind of closing here, we still have some time. If you held that the November retreat now, what would you be looking for primarily? What is it that you want to happen at that November board meeting? It was a board meeting.
Well, yeah, the retreat of the people who are most active, yeah. I think. I think the reason we even chose November is because of the time, the deepening is coming. And I think that that's what I'm looking for. I personally be looking for that wisdom that comes from the dark and from quiet, and that we don't have time for that in the summer. And so I would look for that then, because I think something comes out of that that can only come from that. And I know that's a very vague answer, but it feels very truthful to me.
Well, we constantly come back to two things here, transformation, and we come back to exhaustion.
Yeah.
Norman, in your work, as involved as it is, as emotional as it is, how do you deal with that high pitch of emotion?
I'm an extremely emotional person. I cry in commercials. So my life is very, very interesting. When I think about it and tell my stories, I have to fight back tears sometimes. When I'm telling my stories to audiences, I look out and see people tearing up. It makes me gasp. So I've learned not to look at people and look over them. So what I'd like to add to this, what I'd like to see come out of this, is we're in an epidemic right now. And I'm hoping that people will get some kind of power from this event, and that they can take something from Vijay Gupta, from Joe Jackson, who is an amazing poet, and there's amazing people coming to this thing. And my last thing that I want to say is please come to this, help support it, help support BCC and the people in the community, because this community is the most amazing community that I've ever been involved with, and I thank you.
Lorraine, for you, what's next? You're going to be staying on for a while, I hope. Do you have goals outside of this organization?
Well, yeah, I'd love to get back to my own writing, and that stuff seems like a thing far away. So I'd like to write and, you know, past the event. But past this summer and the Buskers Festival, which is just sort of exploding with young musicians. And so I would like to devote some time to my own art, but not yet. This is after in November, after the retreat.
Yeah. One-man show.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And actually, Norman's developing a one-man show, and I'm helping him with that. So he's been invited to parts of the country.
Is there a list there of things coming up? Is that?
No, there is not, but I will send you one.
Yeah, please do.
I will definitely send you one.
Now, if people do want a copy of that list, can they go to your website?
Yes. Oh, yes. Copy of it? Absolutely.
Okay.
BelfastCreativeCoalition.org.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Yes. And that telephone number one more time?
218-1144.
And for Al Crichton, remember, gallery is not closed. It is actually, it's the Clifford Gallery, and it's being held in the this Friday evening.
Oh, wonderful.
Waterfall Arts.
Oh, that's great. Well, Waterfall Arts is part of all this, so that's wonderful.
Yeah. And it's a show going through September 20, so it'll
come
run
on
a while.
Down.
Yeah. They put on a very, very wonderful things, Waterfall Arts.
Now,
so that's great.
Waterfall Arts is part of your coalition.
Yes.
It stands alone.
Yes, absolutely stands alone.
Waterfall Arts has become quite a respected organization.
I think throughout the state and beyond.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Really, in many ways, it sounds like what you're doing is full of Maine in its entirety, not just Waldo.
Yes.
But the arts give back in so many wonderful ways.
I agree.
I can't imagine that Waldo County isn't blessed by it.
Yes, so much.
Well, thank you both for being here. I appreciate your time, but I certainly, as a Maine citizen, appreciate what you're doing for the state as well.
Thank you, and thank you for the show.
Yes, it's an honor.
So, Norman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Lorraine, thank you.
Yes, thank
you. And that's it for Maine Arts Alive this month. We thank you for being a faithful listener. Take care.
Andre.